What did you see of the war?
Beg your pardon?
What did you see of the war? The Second World War?
Oh, I was in the Home Guard. I've got my, what do you call me, what the Queen gave us when we finished. Didn't we see them at home, lugged up and vanished. I have a badge somewhere, it's LD Field. I have some photographs of me, I'll take my mission five in the Home Guard. I was in the Home Guard in 43.
So what did you have to do?
Well, all we were doing was, most of our time was waiting at case the top house near the odd place into them stables in case of Jerry going to land. Oh, aye, we'd done all night up there, you know, in case he, because they had an idea he was going to land, didn't they, parachutes, and, oh, aye. Oh, we used to go on courses and all. Oh, aye, we were in the Home Guard that time, I was.
If they'd have landed, what would you have done?
Oh, what should we do? We had rifles, but half the time we had no ammunition, but we had a rifle and burn it, which we bloody well tried to do something about it, shouldn't we? I mean, it wasn't done me and one or two more, some, as Rob Wilton said. There was a lot of us in the Home Guard at Case, 8th Lindsay Battalion. There was a lot. We used to go on courses nearly every weekend somewhere with the army. Well, I wasn't scared, it suited me shooting, you see. Oh, no.
How many of them of you would there be?
Beg your pardon?
How many of you would there be?
Was it Case, did it?
Yeah.
100 and something. Our depot was at Mrs. Glebe House, were you? It belonged to Mrs. Wardle then. It didn't then, it was the old rectory. Howard Weston was there, the old twister. That was one of ours, and then there was Jackson the dentist. If you go past Jackson the dentist, just past there, he's got a little house there up in steps. Now, if you look in the top, you'll see where we used to have a machine gun out of that wing. Out the corner, like that there of the building, like you ever look when you go up and see it, there's a piece in there like that, we used to have that out with a machine gun here. Because just opposite that house was a blockade across that road. But there was enough for cars to get through. Road block, as we call them. There's one up case to the top of House Hill. There's so much on it and so much here, then you went through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. House in the Home Guard.
Where was the ammunition stored?
Well, it was bad to tell because we had some stored up here in... I was only saying there's an ammunition stored at... In front of Glebe House there, we had an old dug there, about 6 or 8 foot deep. We went down some steps to it in a steel plate there. And there was a lot in it in there till after the war, maybe you knew about it. But there were, it was a tennis court normally. You've built a school on it now there. And that was one place we had. I mean, we had an ammunition dump at Hundon Wood there, somewhere in one of them woods there. Unknowing to us, it was dug out in a steel. What do you call them, door and all that on? I mean, we never use now. I mean, that's only for going shooting ranges on a Sunday. A pelting hand grenade or something. Shooting at, who do you used to go to? Oh, we used to go to Brocklesby Chalk Quarry and Melton Ross, you know, where you could fire into the hill there. But that's what I did.
Did you see anything of the war?
No.
The
only thing I saw when I was at Winchester, we had a bomb, we had a Wellington bomber just missed the house and crashed there, just behind the house, about 400 yards away from the house on the hilltop one night, and they all bailed out. And I'll tell you what I did, what we did see a bit on. When I was at Canada Lane in 1943, was it 44, we had a Lancaster bomber come over Canada Lane and crashed in Hundon Wood behind our house. And it was all full. We all went, my dad, my Walt, my brother, and nearly a lot of the air raid people, and we galloped across to that wood there behind Canada Lane, there, Canada. It crashed in there, was a fire, and it killed all the... There was all French Canadians, they was all laid all over. There was one man up a tree, and two or three laid in the wood, and one was in the plane burning, and it killed a lot. It come foggy. And they didn't make it to Kermit and Aerodrome. I saw that. Then I was when I was at Winchby, a German plane, it come past just above our house and carried on, and it crashed just before it gets Cognet, somewhere out there. I can't just remember where it's crapped, but that or East Kirtby. Yeah, it was a fire. Daytime, one morning. And while I was here, up here outside the police inn, one morning, Sunday morning, Jerry, his siren went, and Jerry came from Grimsby, and we were stood there at those stables with the torches at the police inn, about 8 on us there, and the bloody plane come across like that, you could have hit him with a stick, I'm not gonna hide a rifle, and won't let me shoot at it. And it went straight down like that. We watched him go to case to landing ground, and he sprayed that with machine gun fire. You could see Jerry and the swastika and setting the bloody in this here perspex. You could see him, man, he could have hit him with a 12-bore nearly. He came from Caban like that, real low on my dad's speed like that, about 30 foot in the air, and he went straight down the landing ground like they sprayed it. We could see these things going like that there and cutting across, and he went up like that, and then about 2 minutes he went across to Caitlin, the next minute he come back, and 2 Spitfires at him, and he hit the pier at Cleto. They was over here fighting. Was going. I've seen no end of that at Winsby when I was here in a dog fight, up in the... Oh, aye. Oh, it's no pressure to see one. You used to get out of the road because you didn't know what was going to bloody happen. You could hear him go with machine gun, and then straight out towards Skegness way, or like a Mablethorpe or somewhere. Oh, that was plain as a day, that one was. Hey, you get to fetch him down, the pier, Cleethorpe. He came over us, I could have shot the bucket of start with the sergeant and put me on a charge if I let go of him. I could have, well, I don't know that I could have done, but bloody hell, boy, I could hit him with that bloody shotgun of mine. Well, it wouldn't have penetrated the perspex, you see, because of the bullet. The swastika, the frock of wolf, it was plain as day to see. Oh, I've seen several planes go over here, oh, Christ. But I wasn't in the war. I went just after the year after the war down lorry driving with a bloke there in the Midlands there, and I've never seen anything like it in my life. About 6 months after the war finished, in my life. I never seen out like company in play in my life. God, no. There's 20 houses still up with half the beds out. Hundreds of them, and hundreds and hundreds of them. The craters. It was all over then, you see. I'm talking about when it finished, it finished in September, didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm talking about next January, because they never did out. They couldn't, they didn't have the door open. Acres on them. You went to buy, there was only B roads them days, there wasn't big good roads. Oh, no. He dropped some bombs during the war, and you know where Rickles used to live, you know Anna Rickles used to live at that farm. You go past Canada Lane corner, just going to Pelham's Pillar, just before you get to Ryby Crossroads, there's a farm down the field. Well, I worked there. I didn't work long for them during the beginning of the war as a young lad, and I just went and helped them out a bit, and the old man come out one night to shepherd the sheep. They were lambing. He come out with a stable lantern, and Jerry dropped 4 mines in the grass paddock when we get to the house. He did, and the old man had just gone in the house with his stable lantern like that there, and you shouldn't do them days, you should put them out. And he dropped 4 little bombs in the field there. As you go down towards the yard. He never killed anything, he killed 2 or 3 sheep, but he didn't hit hotel. He didn't get one near the house, you see. He did, he dropped the weight very big at 250 pounds. Alright, but he was silly, you know. If any air raid warden had seen him, they would have done him, wouldn't they? He fancy walking round the bloody field at night with a stable lamp, and paraffin lamp when the bloody it's air raid gone on. No, I didn't see what my wife see doing the war because she was on the anti-aircraft.
Did you
say
anything
of
bombing of Hull?
Beg your pardon?
Did you say anything of bombing of Hull?
We saw him bombing at Hull. We was up at Pelham's Pillar. When he bombed Hull, you could see that. You could pick a pin up near Pelham's Pillar. It was terrible, mate. Went round the Pelham's Pillar. I could always up the pillar. And I'm not pulling your leg. You could smell nothing. You could see nothing on the burnt paper. The smoke was coming across, blowing across, and burnt paper, mate. Everything was covered with it. And you could, sometimes there's 4 or 5 Jerry planes in the searchlight, like little tiny silver spot, like that. No end on the dot. And then you'd see the blooming, there were 20 and 30 searchlights on each plane, and the anti-aircraft was giving to me. Oh, man, you could nearly pick a pin up, mate. It lit everywhere up. See every bit on it. And every bomb that went, you could just see like that in a big flash, and then you hear a bloody great bang. Terrible it was. Oh, God, how it was. And it's not like it. from even from there. And then you see, I was at Grimsby when he bombed Grimsby one night. We was at Grimsby one night, where he'd come home in the 10:45, bus George Rhodes, and he was a boy, and we used to go with that Red Lion bus. We was in Grimsby with the air raids there, and went, and we had to get in air raids in Old Market there. We used to call it the Mucky Duck, but it was a black swan. I shall always remember, when we came out, he dropped all them anti-personal bombs. Then butterfly bombs, more like a fountain pen. And they tell the air raid warden was going round telling us not to pick them up. And Lawson and Stockdale, that was right down Cleethorpes Road, we'd been down there and down Prima Street and hit Lawson and Stockdale and all that. We were in a little shelter in the Old Market. We'd come out here from bloody place, here from Grimsby with a fire. There's incendiary bombs all over, and the bloody bus didn't come out. I can't remember what it was. The siren went about 2:15, but we had a bloody stop there. And I tell you, I've never seen anything like that. It's to tell you not to pick them up. One man picked one up, we didn't know what it was, because they used it all up. But it blew half his bloody arm off. And they said, do not pick anything up, Lord. And we found out after, we didn't know. Oh, I see them laid there. There was only about as big as that, and they was opened like that. Like two butterfly's wings then, with a little piece in the middle, about as big as your finger, full of explosives. As soon as you touched them, as soon as you touched it, it went off. It's like these fountain pens, you pick them up to dry it, as soon as you picked them up, sensitive, they went off. Oh, he killed hundreds at Grimsby, they reckon. I've read about it, but I didn't know there were many of that. In the Old Marketplace, mate, by God, it was a rum. We come home with the bus at the finish, but by God, it was a rum. It bloody lit up, man, you could die, you. But then bloody electric. It was houses all over. Incendiaries that night, you see. Oh, Hull, you could see Hull from Pelham, man. Terrible. Oh, God, you could. It was terrible. And from going down Limber Road, there, you know, as you start to go down Limber Road, you could see there was no trees on the right hand side. All that was fell then. You could see, you could see a bloody lot. But you couldn't see the attic, but you could just see all of it burning. You know, and all bloody great big places, warehouses and the lot, when he'd made a mess, didn't he? We see him fetch two planes down, come down, you could see him come down like this here, and then straight down into planes. Oh, he hit several more, no, but by God, I shouldn't want him being there. Jesus, what? The bloody searchlights, mate, the sky was full. I mean, when we went up there, early on, you could see barrage balloons in the Humber with the scores, then you'd have to stop him coming down. Oh, aye. But I never had no, otherwise I never had no, none of that. I didn't want it. They called it Jamaica Inn.
Why was that?
I don't know why they called it that. The Americans called it Jamaica Inn. It's a nice house. Bloody soldiers knocked it about during the war, the Yanks. The Yanks was in it. I was in the Red Line at Caister, the White Hart, Jamaica Inn, who else was there? I can't remember where they all was. All the Talbot, yeah, all the Talbot was all Yanks. And Pelham's Pillar. Thousands up there. All in them trees. I think there was about 10 or 20,000 bloody jeeps in that wood, pulled in rides in that wood, them days. Big workshop in the middle of Pelham's Pillar, down Ryby Road. The second gate when you come to, opposite Harry Robinson, straight in there. There's still concrete places still in the wood where the bases where they stood them jeeps on. That was in case there was a fire, you see. Wasn't it? Camouflage.
Yeah.